First of all, I've not officially seen or received it, but it's all a political ploy, I believe. I think, unfortunately, Mr. Benan Ayure is being used to divide the CPP because the allegations are baseless. And so I think it's a political ploy to break up the CPP. And again, unfortunately, Benan is letting himself be used to actually accomplish that.
Before I go into the writ itself, this is coming at a time that I think the All Liberian Party has announced that it is leaving the collaborating political parties. I want you to comment on that.
Yes, so you're correct. The All Liberian Party announced last week they intend to leave the CPP. And so you wonder then, if they are leaving the CPP, why these allegations, why this writ? And as I mentioned earlier, I think it's a political ploy to further fracture the CPP. I think it's a political ploy to try to punish me. As you know, we are about 18 months now away from elections. We're getting closer. And, oh, by the way, what is being alleged does not make sense in terms of the framework agreement and exiting the CPP, because it applies to me and my party as it does to anybody. So I'm in no way exempt from what I'm being alleged to have changed. And this is the fallacy in the argument.
As you mentioned, Mr. Cummins, you said what is being alleged, because according to the writ, you connived with others to tamper with the collaborating political parties framework document. That is the allegation in the writ. Your response?
The allegations are baseless. It is untrue. And as I mentioned earlier, what is being alleged applies to all political parties and actors within the CPP. I'm in no way exempt, so I don't know what the motivation would have been to alter or change the framework agreement when all the constraints also apply to me and my political party. So again, it's unfounded, it is baseless, and we will go through the legal process and I think we'll be absolved.
So are you going to honor the writ of summary? I think it says a writ of arrest. Are you going to go to the court? What are you going to do?
So I will rely on the advice of my lawyers, but the answer is yes. As a law-abiding citizen of Liberia, I intend to follow the laws of our country. And if that means, you know, going to the court once I've formally received the writ to surrender, that is something I will do.
Our understanding was that perhaps there was effort being made within the collaborating political parties grouping to resolve their differences. Why do you think this has come to a legal matter?
I don't know. I can only speculate that there was and is an intentionality to break up the CPP, because we were in discussions and conversations to resolve our differences. When the current chairman of the CPP, Ambassador Joseph Boycott, took over in his acceptance speech, assuming the chairmanship, he committed to trying to reconcile the CPP and to move us forward. And so I'm as surprised as I'm sure the Liberian people will be, by this legal action. And I can only suspect that it's because Mr. Ayure is determined to see the CPP break up, perhaps at the behest of the government.
Mr. Cummins, it's so nice to talk with you, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, JB. Happy New Year to you as well.